For this week's podcast, I have the pleasure of interviewing our principal, Paola Brennan. As maths coordinator this year, I have had the opportunity to work with both yourself and Linda Bennickson, which has developed my skills as a leader and teacher, as well as having a positive impact on our school community. So how did our work with Linda Bendixson on maths come about?
Thank you, Alex, and thank you for this opportunity to talk about this exciting process and project. So the context for our work with Linda Bendixson began around the time when our diocesan director, Mr. Danny Casey, and Bishop Anthony Randazzo presented to us the concept of the collaborative continuous improvement cycle.
Okay, so how does this align with the diocesan towards 2025 strategy?
Yeah, well, so when the towards 2025 strategy was launched in 2021, it was really clearly underpinned by Broken Bay's vision of providing an authentic professional Catholic education, which was to be delivered with care and compassion. The purpose of this strategy is to inspire students and enable them to be the very best they can be. So to promote this vision and this purpose, a really important goal was set. The development and implementation of a continuous and collaborative improvement cycle focused on teaching and learning. So Dr. Linda Bendixson, a long-time educator and expert in the area of school improvement, began working with our schools and sharing her ideas on her interpretation of the cycle of improvement. So in her interpretation, she explains that an improvement cycle is a systematic and scientific approach to achieving continual improvement. And it involves certain steps. It involves defining a problem, setting a goal, designing a change in strategy to impact positively on the problem, then developing a means of measuring impact in the short term and implementing those changes, and then checking for impact. So this requires rapid cycles of action and checking for effects. We call those effects quick wins. They indicate that you are successfully on track in order to attain a bigger goal that you are pursuing. Mm-hmm. So in 2022, with the help of Ryan Copping, who was then our maths coordinator, and the work of the leadership team, we began to look more closely at our student data from several sources. We kind of had a hunch that mm-hmm. we wanted to look at maths in particular. So we started to look at NAPLAN results, standardized testing, MAI, which was the maths assessment interview, and class assessments. And we noticed that students' achievement in numeracy in particular, and in particular in place value, could be improved. So we decided that our bigger goal would become the improvement in numeracy, and then our quick win cycles, or those little cycles mm-hmm. of improvement,
yes.
we're going to focus on place value. So we took these observations to staff because it was really important that we didn't just decide on this as a leadership team, but that all staff mm-hmm. came on board and had an ownership and a voice in this process. And we proposed that we looked deeper at the MAI interviews, at the data from the MAI interviews and the student answers around place value. We chose the mathematical interviews because they really show clear growth mm-hmm. points, which makes it really easier for us to track a specific skill children might be struggling to master yes. around the concept of place value. So all grades then identified areas for further work in this area, and we set out to have conversations about how we could assess, so how we could plan and have a quick assessment tool that would help us identify a specific area of weakness mm-hmm. in place value. So all that work led us to collect data which helped us to create this quick win cycle. Our first quick win cycle was a 4-week cycle, and we're concentrating on ensuring that all children had explicit teaching of a skill that we had identified and practice of that place value concept for at least 10 minutes a day. So for example, if the concept was representing a 2-digit number using blocks or MAB materials, we would ensure that that was being done every day for at least 10 minutes a day.
Absolutely. And I was a part of that process. Exactly. And I found it was really beneficial for all of the students in the class. And definitely that was the feedback from the teachers as well.
Yeah, it was such a great process. At the end of the 4-week cycle, we then assessed the students again and measured their progress along that little, cycle that we kind of activated.
So that's obviously a big cycle and a commitment of the staff towards improving student outcomes. Mm. So what were some of the key learnings along the way with introducing this quick win cycle?
Well, the results really gave us a chance to discuss the successes of students and to develop theories for how to implement another cycle that could target students that perhaps hadn't shown the growth in place value that we had hoped for. Having really specific, tangible data from that application of the first quick win cycle has really shifted the way we plan for student learning, and that's continued to be the way we approach the cycles of improvement. So the cycle of improvement gives us an opportunity to really know where our students are at and to measure the efficiency of our efforts to teach certain skills. This year, the journey has continued under your leadership, Alex. In the analysis of this year's MAI, the mathematical interview, we identified the need to support students still in place value, but more closely in the development of the mathematical language and reasoning attached to the concepts of place value.
It has.
Mm. So this year, we've also been able to tweak the process a little bit by providing some collaborative planning time with yourself and the teachers to co-construct the assessment task and also to kind of create and come up with the quick wins improvement cycle is going to look like.
Mm.
I think that's been a really worthwhile adventure to go on.
It has been a bit of an adventure. The results have been very positive, but it's been challenging, and we've had to be very flexible and innovative in our thinking in terms of how do we analyze students' language and their ability to reason about what they're doing from kindergarten, who aren't able to transfer that so much into a written form, to year six and make it genuine, authentic and a fair assessment of their skills.
Yeah, I think that's been fantastic. And, you know, that collaboration between you and the teachers and the time being dedicated to do that has provided such rich opportunities for real professional learning as well for teachers, especially in view of the new curriculum and the new syllabus changes. It's provided a great opportunity for that.
It's provided great opportunities to unpack curriculum reform and reflect on our own teaching and the impact for teachers. So what impact do you think this whole process will have on our school in the short and long term?
Well, I think in the short term, this approach really gives us at point of need data about our student progress in whatever area we're looking at. So in this case, it is maths and it is place value. But whatever area, it will allow us to be really kind of agile and flexible in terms of the programming that we put in place, because it's going to be tailored to the children's needs. So with this approach, we can keep checking that we are really making a difference and getting the results we're hoping for our children.
Yes.
So that provides a lot of flexibility and agility. I guess in the long term, the long term benefit is that we are really setting our students up for success by knowing exactly where they're at, what effects our teaching practice is having, and by being able to track their progress and adjust our teaching and learning cycle, we are really setting them up for success.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a really exciting process, and I'm really excited to be a part of it as a teacher and a leader and to work with you to just improve overall the student outcomes in our school community.
I agree, and I think we have both really enjoyed working with Linda Bendingson this year and
great.
Continuing to learn from her great expertise.
Excellent. Thank you for your time, Mrs. Brennan, this afternoon. It's been really valuable, and I'm sure our parent community will look forward to listening to this podcast and hearing about what's going on in our school community at a teacher level.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed it. Actually, it's really provided me a time for reflection. Thank you so much.
Thank you.